Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. According to protocol, YouTube TV may let viewers watch up to four live streams simultaneously in a new mosaic mode feature, demonstrated in a private presentation to hardware partners. The presentation also discussed optimization for YouTube Shorts and YouTube Music on big screens. YouTube Shorts reached 30 billion daily views earlier this year, but currently lacks a way to cache shorts to a TV or be viewed on any hardware YouTube installations. TikTok launched on smart TVs from LG and Samsung, as well as streaming devices running Amazon and Google platforms back in November. CNBC reports former Apple employee Xiaolang Zhang has pleaded guilty to a 2018 felony charge of theft of trade secrets in San Jose federal court. Zhang was accused of transferring a 25-page document, including engineering schematics of a self-driving car's circuit board, as well as Apple prototype descriptions to his wife's laptop. The charges also included stealing circuit boards and a Linux server from the development lab. The plea agreement is under seal with sentencing scheduled for November 14th. The charges could result in up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Google denied a request to reinstate the account of a man incorrectly flagged for distributing child sexual abuse material for sending a medical image to a doctor. The man, only identified as Mark by the New York Times, was cleared of any criminal wrongdoing, but Google released a statement saying it stands by its decision. Spokesperson Kristen Muldoon says, "We follow U.S. law in defining what constitutes CSAM and use a combination of hatch-matching technology and artificial intelligence to identify it and remove it from our platforms." Elon Musk's legal team has subpoenaed evidence from former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. It includes documents related to the impact or effect of false or spam accounts on Twitter's business and operations, Twitter's use of monthly daily active users as a key metric, and any process or workflow other than MDAO audit and the suspension workflow that Twitter uses, has used, or has discussed or considered using to detect and label accounts as spam or false. Musk's team has also subpoenaed evidence from former Twitter head of product, Kevin Bakepour. Former Twitter security head Peter Zacto filed a formal complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Department of Justice, alleging Twitter has extremely egregious deficiencies in defense against hackers and has done little to combat spam. The Washington Post reports the complaint includes an accusation Twitter deceived the FTC, violating a 2011 settlement with the FTC by falsely claiming it had a security plan when half the servers were still running vulnerable software. The complaint further claims Twitter is ignoring bots, failed to delete accounts as requested by users, and too many internal people have access to sensitive user data. Twitter told CNN, "Security and privacy have long been company-wide priorities at Twitter." App researcher Jane Manchin Wong previously revealed Twitter is testing a profile badge for users with verified phone numbers, and Twitter has confirmed the feature is in testing to allow people to add context to their accounts to help people find credible info on the platform. The test is currently opt-in, though the company has not revealed how many users are in the test and who can see the badge. Twitter recently fixed a bug allowing hackers to search for phone numbers and check if any existing account was connected to it. Engadget confirmed Instagram is running an internal test of a new feature called Candid Challenges, which was first shared by reverse engineer Alessandro Paluzzi on Twitter. The feature will notify participating users to receive a notification at a new time each day to snap a candid photo, activating both the front and rear cameras. Users will have 2 minutes to take the picture, and this feature is remarkably similar to how the app Be Real functions. Despite early reports Apple would begin iPhone 14 production simultaneously in China and India, which would improve early availability of this year's lineup, Bloomberg reports the company decided this is no longer feasible, focusing instead on starting production in India 2 months after it begins in China. Apple officials noted the robust Chinese supply chain does not yet exist in India, and there was a greater risk due to Chinese secrecy measures being hard to replicate in India. Indian production is expected to begin in late October. On Monday, Telegram founder Pavel Durov expressed desire to integrate Web3 into the messaging app, saying on his Telegram channel he is inclined to try out Ton due to familiarity with the technology. The Telegram app already allows sending Ton coin to other users. In a few years, Telegram abandoned a previous Ton blockchain project after a legal fight with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. A new project likely includes an NFT marketplace in the coming weeks. Bloomberg reports the remake of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is back in development with a new studio under Saber Interactive. Previously, the project was placed on hold by Aspyr Media on July 30th after working on it for years with some developers who worked on the original 2003 release. The new studio has not announced a new launch date, and it's expected to take at least 2 more years. And the Game Awards will take place on December 8th, both as an in-person event and as a live IMAX experience at select theaters. This year, the show will feature a new Best Adaptation category for projects that translate games to popular media. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.